Who wins the world? Who wins the world? So today is another day and another opportunity for you and me and all of us to recognize our star power, for us to look at the mirror and reflect on where we've been and where we are going next on our journey of stardom. Today is hump day, the middle of the week, 2 more days left. I am looking forward to the weekend and looking for a fresh new start. God has a way of answering your prayers when you least expect him to, and I'm very excited with the latest prayers that I have been granted. I want to take a moment to thank God for everything that he does for me, and just saying that out loud makes me feel like I've accomplished something. Excited, looking forward to St. Patty's Day. I love celebrating being Irish. Being Irish is definitely very important to me, and I'm looking forward to getting my nails painted green for one of my favorite holidays of the year. Outside of that, reflecting on where you've been and where you're going to leads you to the first part of the mantra. Yes, we can. Yes, we can change our mind. Yes, we can change our favorite TV show. Yes, we can decide we like sweatpants instead of jeans, or we like jeans instead of sweatpants. We can change our style. We can change our nail color. We can get highlights in our hair. We can go from straight to curly, curly straight. We can decide we want a new car, or decide we want to keep the car we have. We can decide we want to buy a house, or decide, hell no, the market's crazy and I'm not overpaying for anything. We can decide that we want to travel. We can decide that we want to do a lot of things. Or we can decide that we want to pick up a hobby, read a new book, or start reading comics like I do. Or knit, sew, watch series, and read a magazine, although I don't know who reads magazines, so maybe don't do that. Regardless, you can do anything you set your mind to. Yes, we can. Following the yes, we can is the never give up. If you love something, yourself or someone else, you really care about somebody and yourself. It's very hard sometimes to get through the never give up ideology and mantra, right? When I first started the podcast, I would just talk about conversations and just go directly into topics. And I'm an avid listener to a lot of podcasts, not just political, but just a lot of podcasts about lots of things, about specific topics. I even follow a podcast that talks about comic books, and I have a lot of interests, and I have a lot of things that are very fun to me. So taking all that into consideration, you know, clearly I wanted to invite the idea of never giving up, because John Cena is a very important part of my life. I have been lucky enough to been able to watch him on WWE for a very long time, basically my entire life. And he just resounds the idea of never giving up in a way that I don't think any other person can do. Right? When I look at men and women that sacrifice their lives to protect me, I'm just left with gratitude and appreciation and humbleness. Like, thank you for putting me above yourself. Right? Thank you for thinking of us. It's just so refreshing. And it's just truly an amazing thing to watch. So I know you could be enduring something difficult, but persevere through the difficulty and get to the other side. See the power. See the light. The idea is never give up. And finally, why not today? Because tomorrow might not come. The aliens might come down and eat us. Why not today? Because if you don't make that decision today to get the dishwasher fixed or to paint the wall, then the wall's going to look crappy. And honestly, you're never going to get anything done. Why be the person that's never going to get anything done? Why are you putting off today for tomorrow? Why are you not scheduling things the way they should be scheduled? Why are you not doing things the way they should be done? That's the question. Isn't that always the question? Well, it should be, shouldn't it? We should be asking ourselves, and the timing that we have available, how can we get this done? That's the truth. So Don't wait for tomorrow, assuming that you have control over time you can't control. Get things done when you have the available time. Make those appointments. Respond back to text messages. Call the calls you need to return the phone calls to. And be reliable. Be responsible. And be the difference. Don't wait for tomorrow if you don't know if you have today. Moving on from the mantra of the podcast, let's get into some of these politics with no media allowed, no media allowed, no media allowed, because they lie to us anyway. The headlines of the day is that Nikki Haley lost. It was a bloodbath last night, and I spent about an hour on the podcast, and it was a very interesting podcast last night. I stayed up to about 1 o'clock in the morning looking at the numbers, watching Fox News on Super Tuesday, and I gotta tell you, my prediction was correct from about, I don't know, a year ago when I predicted that Trump was going to beat all of them. I think it's funny to watch the reaction of the media, like MSNBC and CNN and the rest of them, and their hideous like reactions, the look on their faces, the way they tried to talk over him when he was talking. Here's the thing. For 4 years, when Donald Trump was president, the woke media, right, the liar squad, right, fake media, because that's what they are. And the only reason they got mad at him, the only reason they got emotional, the only reason they hate him is because he is the only man that has decided to be honest about what's happening in Washington and all these different states, and he's not lying. He is not being deceitful or hateful or angry. Yeah, he made fun of Nikki Haley, and she deserves it because she's a dumb bitch. And I don't feel bad that he did that. I don't like the idea that people are coming out and saying Trump needs to bring the Republican Party together. Trump is the Republican Party. The Cheneys and the Bushes and those tight-assed idiots and the Kristen Sinemas that are like Republicans but they're Democrats, all these people, right? How exactly are we allowing these types of voices that are chasing Democrats to be the voice of me? So you're not the voice of me, because I'm a college-educated woman that's a conservative Christian Republican. So you're not talking to me. You could be talking to me, but instead you're talking to people that you're giving a bunch of free shit to. I work for every dime, nickel, penny that I earn in my salary. No one is giving me shit. I fought for everything that I have. Nothing was laid out for me. I got no special treatment, which I'm not supposed to get. None of us are supposed to get that. So it really fucking irritates me, pisses me off, and just leaves me in a very irritable mood when I'm hearing people with a hand and they're looking for a way to be a victim, right? That's why they hate Donald Trump, because he's not hiding shit and he is not pretending that he's somebody he's not. I think that's what the attraction is to so many people. Independents, non-voters, Republicans that have been Republican for basically forever, but they didn't really like, you know, who was running before Trump and the fact that they kept losing. Like all those people that didn't get the job done after Bush. Honestly, the more they talk about Trump, the more they try to act like he's not speaking about the truth. That's why they don't want to talk about him. They don't want to actually say anything about Donald Trump, because he's out there pointing out the facts that the border is open, that your eggs cost more at the grocery store, your kids aren't learning anything in school, and your salary just disappears every time you get paid. See, those things are reality, right? These people are sad, depressing, and just pathetic. And the more I hear about this media, the less I like the whole involvement. Here's what happened. And I've said it many, many, many times before this, and I'm going to say it again right now. I'm going to tell you. The media, for a very, very, very long time, was able and capable of lying to Americans through the tube with a remote. Why? Because there was no other way for us to get the information in the news. I think that their control that they had over this country for a very long time has ended a long time ago. I think it was done in 2016 when Donald Trump won, because the people decided to vote for Donald Trump, not the news stations, not Washington, not this elite group of fucking idiots that don't know the time of day, they don't know anything about cars, driving to the grocery store, buying groceries, buying food, and living off of a salary, because what they get paid is from our paychecks. They don't like the working class. They don't like rich people that are in the top 1% that have earned every dime that they make, and they work very hard for that. They don't like those people. They do not like the people that get up every day early, take a shower, walk a dog, work out, bring their kids to school, and go to work. They hate the idea of the American family, and they hate the idea of a family. Do you understand what happened to Black America? They disconnected the family from Black of America, and they just insult Black people any opportunity they get that they get. They try to make it seem like Black people can't accomplish anything without a handout. They do it over and over and over again. And I think finally Black people, minorities, are waking the fuck up, and they're saying, why can't I be the president of the United States of America? Why can't I be the CEO? Why can't I get this, do that, accomplish this? Why can't you? You don't need Joe Biden, the Democratic Party, or any politician to tell you what you can and cannot do. If you want to accomplish something, it doesn't matter what color skin you are. If you persevere and you study and you focus and you accomplish the goal, you did it. It's over. You made it happen. This is not anything connected to who you know. And the fact that these people misuse powers and they lie to our fucking faces on the TV screen and they act like Joe Biden is so great is insulting to your brain. Look at the behaviors of Joe Biden. He admitted he is going to be running on attacking Trump because he wants a reaction out of him. Because Joe Biden doesn't have anything to run on, man. His economy has fallen, shattered. Bidenomics, failure. The schools, failure. I keep saying every other time I do a podcast, these kids are failing. They're failing at the point where I don't think there's a way for us to come back from this.
But don't forget, he just talked about Cookie Monster the other day.
That too. The man can't walk, talk, sneeze, blink his eyes, taste food. All he talks about is ice cream, which tells me, is he on the cocaine too? I really wonder. And now, if you were listening to the great Greg Gutfeld, now they're attacking Melania Trump, saying that she got drugs when she was in the White House, but she had a prescription from a doctor. That's not the same thing as Hunter Biden with a drug addiction. And if you're getting to this level, you're so desperate to try to okay Joe Biden that you're going to say derogatory shit like that against a woman that honestly doesn't deserve that treatment. Why are you motherfuckers so bitter? It's just sad. Listening to these motherfuckers every day, and I'm talking about people in public, people in your community, these people who are in clear denial that don't understand reality, and they don't like the middle class, and they don't like the family structure, and they don't like a husband and a wife and kids and a dog, and they don't like any of that shit, right? They don't like any of that. These people will hunt you down, put the FBI at your church, and make fun of Catholics because it's okay. These people will tell you that instead of you having a husband, you should have a baby out of wedlock and live off the government. This is not going to help anybody achieve anything. If you want to conquer something, you have to be willing to chase your dreams during the daylight and the night in the dark. You have to be willing to do things you've never done before, try things you've never done before, and be someone you've never been before. That's how you succeed. Unless you're willing to take a risk or a chance, which we just talked about yesterday, you're never going to get to that point. Either risk it all or don't and see what happens. I am not going to be on the side of people telling me that I'm not okay because I have beliefs and principles and things that are important to me. Jesus Christ will return at some point, and you don't have to be Catholic. You don't have to be Baptist. You don't have to be religious. You could be totally against religion altogether, or Muslim, or like you could also be Jewish. Whatever it is that you choose to believe in, I'm telling you my perception that Jesus Christ is going to return. And what do you think his reaction is going to be? The same shit that these crazy people are doing. Believing in no God, nothing real. Believing in having sex with anybody that has a body part. Believing that we can change body parts in different sexes. Pretending that chromosomes don't exist and reality isn't real. Like, this is the answer. This is going to fix everything. This is going to lead you all to one place. Misery and hell and death and suicide and pain and loneliness and sorrow and sadness and nothing and nowhere. That's where it's going to lead you to. Not understanding that your vote is going to have a detriment, and pretending like the things that are being said with the shitty media every day and acting like Joe Biden is great is a detriment to all of us. That man is the biggest embarrassment of all. We knew Trump was going to win the GOP nominee, but Nikki Haley decided to say she was staying in for the voters. Honestly, did you just hear AOC in the background? Another dumb bitch. I don't have anything against bartenders or people that work in restaurants. In fact, I want to give them an applause and say thank you for everything that you do. Because it's because of you I get to eat great food and I get to get a little bit of tipsy when I'm having a steak, right? I appreciate someone that's doing their job and not trying to do things they don't understand. AOC is a complete idiot in every way. They all are. The squad is a bunch of fucking fellatio, I want to steal your money motherfuckers. What exactly are they accomplishing? Why are we pretending like these people like us? They don't like us. They don't like anybody. Who do they like exactly? They're punishing you if you have a religion. Not only are they punishing you if you have a religion, but they're punishing you if you have an opinion. It's basically my way or no way at all. That's basically what they're saying. And it's pretty sad when you think about it. Isn't America supposed to be the land of the free and the home of the brave? Do you understand what was fought for in the history of the United States of America? And I know everybody wants to pretend like everything is about black slaves, like there wasn't slaves of other races. And I know that it's difficult to hear somebody, especially me, and I've said it millions of times probably, Africans just didn't end up being slaves. Someone sold them into that. They weren't kidnapped. Someone cut the ties and allowed those people in to take them. And do you know why? Because they got something for it. That's basically how this all works, even right now in current times. These people are willing to lie to our faces and tell us one thing and do another because they're getting paid for it. That's what this is. It's a heist on American values, American principles, and American freedom. They're trying to take away your rights, tell you what you can do with guns, even though this is in the Constitution of the United States of America. These things are in the Constitution. Our rights are in the Constitution. The forefathers didn't just write this stuff randomly. Do you understand that these people are horrible, horrible people? And they're not going to stop. They're coming after you in every way. Will Kamala Harris be president? No. D-I-E destroys everything. And I didn't call it D-I. I said D-I-E. I think D-E-I should be another acronym. D-I-E for die. Diversity, equity, inclusion. is the ending of any profitable industry. You're basically hiring people that are unqualified, not prepared, and not ready to do the jobs. I'm tired of witnessing people not do things that they're supposed to be doing and act like it's okay. I'm tired of people sweeping things under the rug when it's somebody they like. And I'm tired of people okaying failure. Why do we okay failure? Why do we pretend like people are good at stuff that they suck at? Why do we pretend that people are qualified for something they've never done before? I'm not saying everybody has to go to college and spend a ridiculous amount of money on education and be like exclusively educated with a master's degree or PhD. I'm not saying that, right? I'm not. But what I am saying is when you do have an education, that does put you in a different position. You're looking at everything differently. And I think it's wrong for others to try to hinder you back down and tell you how you should look at it. No, you got to do one step at a time. No, motherfucker, I don't have to do that, bitch. I went to school. I could do it like this. 1, 2. See, that's my reality. You know why that's my reality? Because I made it so. I don't want to wait 8 years for a promotion for anything. And I'm not doing that. So next. See, the majority of the stuff that I'm applying for, a requirement is a college education to get it. So that means you're not on the same level as me. And hearing these idiots talk, hearing these politicians talk, hearing these people and what they say, DEI is another distraction. And we all need to recognize that. The equity is reverse racism. Have you heard somebody actually explain diversity, equity, and inclusion? Because it's not really inclusion. It's the opposite of that. I do think that Black neighborhoods can be successful. I do think that Black people can be successful, follow their dreams, and do anything that they put their mind to. Just like I think white people can do it, Spanish people, Native American, Chinese, Guyanese, I mean, any race, basically, you want to say Russian, whatever. And I don't have anything against any race. Like, who am I to hate anybody, right? I might disagree with people, but I don't hate anybody. My love is so true with Jesus Christ that I don't have that hate in me, and I'm not going to pretend like I do. I'm not going to give anyone the energy of hating them. They don't deserve that. If they're not worthy of my time, really, then I'm just not going to do it. Reverse racism has a tendency of showing itself very easily, and we have to be able to call it out. These Democrats, these politicians, these people, they don't care about you, your family, and what's happening in your life. They see an opportunity to milk the cow and be a grifter. It's not Black History Month anymore, so I don't have to acquiesce to the bullshit. The BLM creator lives in a gated white community, and she's taken millions, if not billions, of dollars from people who donated money to something that does not exist. And she's never explained it. Do you understand that George Floyd was a drug addict that overdosed on fentanyl on the street, and they have a man in prison for murder he didn't commit? And I really, really do think that we need to be aware and capable of calling reality real. Reverse racism is a detriment to not only the United States of America, but the entire world. We are all gray together. There is no color. We shouldn't see that. We should see who we really are, our personalities, our spirits, our souls. And we should hype that. We should want each other to succeed regardless of where we are. We should want each other to learn, and we should push each other to be the very best versions of ourselves that we can be. And until we all get to that point together as equals in this, nothing's going to change. Everything's going to remain the same. And these idiots are going to continue to control things because the elite have figured it out. Give them pretty things to look at and they'll forget what's happening. But when you already have the pretty things to look at, you know what you can see what's happening because you don't need them to give you anything to see it. The more money you make, the more money they take. Me and my husband make a lot of money together, and we don't get tax money anymore. So whatever scraps we get, it's gone before we know it. On bills, saving, whatever. Reverse racism is not our friends. Why do illegals get gift cards full of money? Because they see these illegal aliens as voters in the future for the Democratic Party, because they know they're losing a lot of their base with their ridiculous policies that don't work. There's more government jobs than anything else. And do you know who they're hiring for the government jobs? Oh no, not Americans. Not even qualified people from other countries that are getting citizenship in America. But no, they're going to hire illegal aliens for those positions instead of me, you, us, and everyone else. That. As America dies, you got to just sit and watch the flames and maybe take a cigarette and just watch the oil just burn, baby, burn. Because until we get the Democratic Party out of power and we get Joe Biden out of the White House, it's just going to get worse. Moving on from politics, tomorrow is going to be Joe Biden's speech that I don't think anybody in their right mind wants to listen to. I'm not really going to listen to it. I'm more so going to make fun of him. Moving on from that, let's get to the main part of the conversation. Who runs the world? Girls. Beautiful girls run the world. And let me tell you why. They're moms, they're cooks, they're teachers, they're creators, they're enthusiastic go-getters, they're dream chasers, they're unapologetic, they're not waiting for permission for anything. Girls, women, bright, beautiful stars. We are the difference in the day, and we are tomorrow, and we are today, and we are yesterday. It is up to us to be the difference for our children, to be the difference for our nephews and our nieces, our husbands, our brothers, our moms, our dads, our cousins, our brothers and our sisters. If we rise the way we're supposed to, and we take the power the way we're supposed to, we can successfully accomplish anything. Diamonds were made to be worn, not just looked at, right? Why do people always say, diamonds are a girl's best friend? Wear it too. Hello? Expensive taste isn't a bad thing. It's a good thing. I'd rather have expensive taste and buy things that cost a lot of money that are going to last a lot of time and have value than buy cheap shit that I'm going to wear one time and it starts to get ruggish. I don't understand why people like to insult the idea of expensive taste and talk about like, honestly, expensive taste means you're looking for high quality things, right? Longhorn, Tory Burch, Kate Spade, Michael Kors, Chanel, Ferragamo, Fendi, Louis Vuitton. We're talking about the top of the top, right? Like, nice things are not cheap. That's why when you go out to eat and you go to a really nice restaurant, you're looking at a price tag of about $150 and up. And I know people are thinking that $50 costs a lot of money, but if you're really going to eat good food, it's not going to be cheap. Like for one meal, you're looking at about $35 for something that is good, that's really good and healthy for you. It shouldn't be cheap. We should be actually spending more money on better quality things. And you know what? Expensive taste isn't a bad thing. It's a good thing. So you know what? I have expensive taste and I'm not going to apologize for it. I like nice things. I like Fendi. I like Chanel. And I especially like Louis Vuitton. And I'm not going to hide it. I'm not going to lie about it. I'm just going to be about it. Not only do I like those things, but I have them. I wear them. I brand them. Skip's an idiot. Moving on from him belching and interrupting my expensive takes description. Brace for the sun. Thinking you're in the darkness in a situation or a time or something's happening doesn't mean you have to stay stuck in a situation. Brace yourself for the sun. And when I say that, I mean be prepared for something good to happen. That's what I mean. Exceptional can't be hidden with ordinary. I know people don't like energy, and people don't like enthusiasm, and people don't like light. For the most part, a lot of people are negative and angry and mad and envious and hateful and sad and depressed, and they don't have enough time and they're not getting paid enough and blah, 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 blah. Those people. I'm never going to be that person, right? I just told you that we're all gray together. So clearly I'm seeing life differently than a lot of others are. Recognizing your star power and recognizing the sun, which is the biggest star of all. In the darkness, you might not be able to recognize that the light is right there. But in order for you to get through the darkness, you have to know that the light is coming and the light is near. Mean people are always going to be there to try to ruin your day and doubt your hope away. And you have to fight back and tell them the sun is on the horizon. Find a way to be captured in the light at all times, and find a way not to be a victim of their selfishness. Be stronger, stars. Be the light. And dance in the sun with me. We are stars. We don't fall for the darkness. The darkness falls for us because we consume it with our light, with our hope, with our happiness, with our enthusiasm, and with our energy. That's what stars are. Stars are an illumination of light that does not go out. And even when the battery falls short, it charges right back up and it's right back where it was again. Exceptional can never be hidden by ordinary. And why would you want to be ordinary when you're exceptionally you? Think about that. Moving on from the main part of the conversation to eating things with VeekStar. No, sorry, watching things with Star Watch Talk. Reality TV. There's a bunch of dating shows on, and I haven't really started any of them yet. I'm still trying to see if Are You the One's on. There's a bunch of other ones on Netflix that I might get into. We'll see what happens. Housewives of... There's so many different housewives. I don't know. There was this one season that I really liked more than any. I think it's called Pelagarmo. I kind of want to get back into that season. That's the last season that I really liked. I also liked Beverly Hills. New York was okay. I just think, like, as far as reality TV goes, I'm more of a housewife, Married at First Sight, 90 Days Later, all those kind of shows. I really get into those. I find them kind of entertaining, and they're kind of funny, like a soap opera. Beacon 23, haven't watched that yet. Rogue Heroes sounds kind of okay. Valkyrie, classic TV. I found something called Classic TV on Hulu, so I might try that. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. I still haven't seen that movie yet. It's free now, so maybe I'll try it. What happened to Peacemaker? Is that still on? Oh, John Cena's hilarious in that show. Kind of want to see what happens. Harley is hilarious, too. I've been catching up on my Harley comic books because, you know, I'm a comic book nerd. Not only do I have DC exclusive comic book entry, but I also have Marvel as well. But I do prefer DC. I'm more of a Gotham City girl. I do love Harley Quinn. She is my idol for life, and I look up to her because she's unapologetically fearless, and that's what I love about her character. Again, I talk about her all the time. She jumped in acid to be with Joker, and she didn't need to do that, but she did. She proved the point. She's a crazy, crazy out of her mind girl, and not only is she crazy, but she's smart. And that's the beautiful thing about her character. So, I love the comedy of Harley Quinn. I love the comedy of so many of these stories, and I can't wait to watch more. I don't know how many more episodes we have this latest season, but I'm looking forward to watching it this weekend with Skip. Moving on from watching things, I'm about to put Murder, She Wrote on or watch a Chase. I mean, Trace talk about things happening in the world. So I'm watching season 6 of Hell's Kitchen right now on lunch at work. And I'm not into the people on the show. They kind of suck, honestly. Like, I've watched like 6 seasons up to this point now. And the people on this season are not really catchy. They're not really interesting. And I don't know if any of them are going to stick to the end. But I'm willing to watch it. Next Level Chef. I really need to catch up on that. That's something I got to watch this weekend too. We'll see what happens. Moving on from watching things to eating things with Veegstar, finally. Lemon drop bars. Now, you can make those yourself with directions off Pinterest or whatever social media website you're on. You can watch a video. If you want to, you can go on YouTube or TikTok. Now, I don't go on TikTok, but I have heard that TikTok is a great place. I think that if you want to use TikTok for food stuff, okay, maybe. Now, I wouldn't really advise that. I would rather advise you go on another platform because TikTok is using it's going to give all your information to China, to the CCP. And they're going to have all your access to all your information. And they're going to call you on the phone. And they're going to try to hack you, get you on Temu, and all this stuff. And right now we're talking about eating things. But I want you to be aware of what could happen if you download the wrong app. But if you're going to use TikTok and you would ignore everything I said, and you don't care about any of the things that could happen, then can you use TikTok and maybe research some of these things that we talk about here and see what recipes you like? For the most part, I just specifically go on Pinterest and look there, but I'm pretty sure you could go on TikTok, YouTube, Twitch, maybe not Twitch. I mean, basically YouTube and TikTok would be your only options. Or you could go on X maybe if you go to like a food blog and see what's on there. There's also that app called Pepper. See if you can find a good recipe for it there. But I think making lemon drop bars is fun. You basically follow the directions. I know you're going to need a pan. You're going to need to place some of it in the oven. And you're going to have to cook it off for a little bit of time. I'd say follow the recipe word for word so you can get everything done correctly. Sugar glazed bacon BLT. Oh my God. So we went to Arby's the other day. We had Monday off because we didn't feel good. And we had that for lunch. Oh my God. It was exceptional in every way, in every regard, and I want to go back tomorrow. I don't know if I've ever had a BLT that has tasted this good. The bacon was perfection. The layer of mayonnaise on the sandwich, perfection. The lettuce, the brioche bread, oh my God. When I was eating it, I kind of wanted to cry because it was that good. I have never had a BLT like this, and I hope they keep it on the menu so I can have it forever. Thank you, Arby's. You definitely gave me a new favorite sandwich, and I cannot wait to eat it again. Skip had another one as well, and he liked it too. He had the turkey club one. He said it was very good. We also tried macaroni and cheese bites, and that was great too. Moving on from the fact that I love Arby's, pepper pasta. So basically the idea of pepper pasta is to make your own pasta sauce with diced tomatoes, Roma tomatoes, heavy cream, rosemary, and pepper flakes. And pepper. Mix that all together. Maybe add some spinach in. Clearly add some mozzarella, fresh mozzarella, and parmesan. And then add in your pasta. Maybe skip the pasta and add some gluten-free pasta or some carb-free pasta. I think you'd be very surprised with the taste of that and the layers of flavor that you can add into that on your own without buying pasta sauce in a jar. You can legitimately make it probably in less time with less things. I definitely think you'll be able to taste the difference. Now, I definitely think you'll love it. Also, you can add in peppers and onions for that thickness to it as well. And I think you'll be very surprised. Shrimp lettuce wrap. So clearly it's lettuce wrap, but you're adding in shrimp and you can make your own drizzle with it. I recommend that you do soy sauce, some type of sweet and sour. Mix that together in one pan. Add in some pepper. And lightly crisp up shrimp. You're not cooking them all the way. You're just lightly toasting them on the one pan. About 5 minutes maybe. Take them off. Put them into the lettuce. Put that sauce on. Boom. done. Doesn't take a lot of time. We're talking about like 7 minutes to make these, and they're very flavorful and they're very good, and they basically have no calories. Yes. High protein chocolate dip. I don't really know. Maybe macaroni salad. Not every macaroni salad is good, but I'm willing to try some. Stop the sugar. We really got to limit what we're drinking and how we're drinking it. I definitely need to do a better job of not eating candy and not eating sugary drinks. I'm totally addicted to Starbucks and lattes, but I probably don't need to get these hot drizzle glazed layered drinks and things. I probably need to do a better job of like seriously finding options, and I want to. If we limit the sugar, if we limit the carbs, if we limit things that we really shouldn't be eating, then we're going to learn to eat healthier. And when we learn to eat healthier, it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle. And when it's when it's a lifestyle, it becomes normal. And when it becomes normal, living longer and stronger becomes something that you're doing. You're not thinking about doing it. You're doing it naturally. That's the goal here. Longer and stronger. Water, healthy, serving sizes, eating the correct amount of sugar, the correct amount of fats, the correct amount of everything. We talked about what the society has done with fat and obesity, and that they want to kill you and give you a heart attack and have you have diabetes and poke yourself in the leg, and they want to tell you all these things, and they want to just give you all this crap until you'll be fine. But will you be fine? I don't know if you will. Trust yourself. Find healthier ways to eat things. Go online, go on Pinterest, go on Pepper, go on TikTok, go on YouTube. Try to find alternatives to bad things that you know you probably shouldn't be eating. They're there. Find them. My friends, that is the end of this Hump Day Pod. Thank you for tuning in to Born to Be a Star. Don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. In the darkness, you are the light. You, me, they, them, us. We are going to change not just this world, but the universe and the galaxies beyond the galaxies beyond the galaxies. Because we are now, we are then, we are later, we are today, we are tomorrow, we were yesterday, we were last year, we were 100 years ago. We are light. And the one thing we do is consume the darkness. Because we have all the power. We were here at the beginning and we will be here at the end. We are infinity and beyond. Luke, I am your father. We're that. We are the higher power. We are the light. I see the light in you, and I hope that you can see the light in me. Brothers and sisters, let's walk this land together and let's save our world together hand in hand. We are light. Don't forget your star power, and I'll see you tomorrow, same place, same time. And it doesn't matter where you live, wherever you are a star. Doesn't matter if you live in Romania, doesn't matter if you live in Russia, doesn't matter if you live in Canada, doesn't matter if you live in Sweden, doesn't matter if you live in New York City, doesn't matter if you live in LA, doesn't matter if you live in Boston or San Jose. It just matters that you're you and that you are a star wherever you are. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.